to have you guys on just for a brief little interview here to talk a little bit about what you do. There are a lot of folks who are new to the Old Pueblo and may not be aware of your organization and the important resource it is. You've been around for going on 50 years now.
Almost 50 years.
Yeah, and it started back in the late 50s, just with a group of people who kind of knew the area, huh?
Right. It happened actually in 1958 that a group of Boy Scouts had been hiking down in the Santa Ritas, mm-hmm. and they became lost in a snowstorm. And unfortunately, at that time, there was no organized search and rescue in southern Arizona. And although people tried to look for them, the boys actually died on the mountain. And because of that, a group of interested people got together, and they started what was going to become the first organized search and rescue group anywhere in the southwest of the United States. And that's the beginnings of SARA.
Mm-hmm. And what are you today?
We are we're still a volunteer group. We have about 75 full-time members, and we respond to over 100 calls for our services for searches and for injured hikers, etc., in the mountains in and around Tucson every year. So we're one of the busiest search and rescue groups in the country.
Mm-hmm. And that, of course, has a lot to do with the rugged nature of our environment here.
Well, it's true. People very often, even the people who live here in Tucson, and they've been here a very long time, but it's pretty easy to underestimate how rugged this wilderness is. I've been hiking all my life, and I've hiked in many places in the world, mm-hmm. and when you get out into the Catalinas, for example, and it's 105 degrees out there, this is rugged terrain, and it can really overwhelm people pretty easily.
We're going to talk about some of the remarkable rescues that the Southern Arizona Rescue Association has performed here in just a minute. Stick with us, Lee Weo, for a quick break. Phone with Lee Ryan. Good morning, Lee. I'm Mike Rapp, and you're listening to 1290 AM The Source. Lee Ryan is with the Southern Arizona Rescue Association. We've been talking about that organization and its 50-year history and what it's been up to recently. Let's go back to the beginning of the month. Huge wall of water comes roaring through Bear Canyon. Several people swept away, two killed, and dozens stranded. What was the Southern Arizona Rescue Association's role there?
Well, we were the primary group that went into the canyon and to bring people out. We actually had over 30 people who were stranded at various places in the canyon. And so our job was to figure out how to get them out of there. We had some groups that were in places that we could send in rescuers on foot, mm-hmm. to lead them out in alternate ways out of the canyon. Other people, we used helicopter to go in and pick them up and get them out. Some people were actually in the water, hmm. and had their shoes washed away. They had absolutely no way of getting back to the trailhead. The water was so high.
Hmm.
And then, unfortunately, and actually we also did, an actual swift water rescue where we sent some of our rescuers across in chest-high water to the far side of the river to bring one gentleman back.
Hmm.
And then we helped with the search and the recovery for the two people who lost their lives. So we were there all night and all the next day.
Yeah, well, these kinds of rescues are, I don't want to say typical when you have a flash flood like that, but there's so many things that can happen out there. I was looking at this story from last year in January. A 22-year-old male rock climbing without ropes up on Seven Falls. He had just got below the very top of the cliff. He loses his grip. He falls about 30 feet. He lands on his head. He's got significant injuries, including multiple skull fractures, broken wrists, dislocations, fractures, internal injuries. It seems that people can get themselves into the most hellish situations, and then you have to figure out what's the best way to go about getting them out.
Right, and actually I was one of the first people on scene on that one, and it was a very scary situation. That young man was extremely seriously injured, but you know that's what we train for. We're all trained in wilderness medicine.
Mm-hmm.
We train for, when you begin working with SARA, you train for about 5 months intensively on wilderness medicine. We train with the helicopter to in case we need to bring somebody out by helicopter, and in technical rescues if we need to use ropes and and haul systems, etc. So we try and anticipate every situation. Can't always anticipate, but that's why we train all the time in all different kinds of ways, so that we can deal with every situation that comes our way.
Yeah. Do you have folks that are particularly expert in certain areas of in terms of our area here? I'm talking about the different canyons and different different trails and so forth that might be able to anticipate where someone is either lost or injured.
Well, most of the people in Sara are avid hikers and mountaineers, so we're always out there hiking, specifically because we want to know what these places look like, because the reality is that most times we get called out in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
So it's hard to find your way if you hadn't been there before.
You have to be familiar.
But we do have some special people in Sara. We have a group of people who are world-class caving experts.
Uh-huh.
And every once in a while, it actually happened about a year ago in the Fort Huachuca area, we get called out to help with someone who has fallen or is injured or lost in a cave.
Hmm.
And so having that special expertise really helps us in those situations.
Well, we're obviously blessed that there are people like yourselves and others that get up every morning and want to do this kind of work. If this sounds appealing to somebody who's new to the Old Pueblo, how do they get involved with the Southern Arizona Rescue Association?
You can look at our website and just search on Google or anything for Southern Arizona Rescue Association, and information is there about how to join us and how to become part of our organization.
All right, Lee Ryan with Southern Arizona Rescue Association. Lee, thank you for your work, and thank your associates for us, because we sure appreciate you being there.
You're very welcome.